First of all, I am very happy to be back. It seems like one day rather than a whole year. The gospel we have just read, according to St. John, records how our Lord appealed to the works that he was doing in testimony of his claims. What I would like to speak on for our homily at Mass this morning is the meaning of the miracles of Jesus. In the Gospels we find a variety of names given to the works, as Christ calls them, which he performed. They are called wonders or signs or miracles or simply, as in today's gospel, the works which Jesus performed. What kind of miracles did our Lord perform? Christ performed miracles of mercy, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, driving out demons, even raising the dead back to life. Even in the year since we had our last year's retreat, if there was ever a time in the church's history when we need to be very clear, unqualifyingly clear, on who Jesus Christ is, it is today.
Widespread rejection in highly sophisticated
academic circles, very high. Questioning, confusing, even denying that Jesus Christ is indeed what he claimed to be. We come back then to the reason or reasons why Jesus worked miracles. People could believe in Christ and his teaching. You don't have to work miracles to get people to believe in you. The multi-billion-dollar advertising industry is built on human credulity. It seems the more preposterous or incredible, the more liable people are to believe you. Christ did indeed work miracles. Miracles of mercy in favor of the diseased, the blind, the paralyzed. But the main reason that Christ worked miracles how we need this. Lord, how we need this today is to make sure that we believe rationally that we believe because what Christ taught, He proved, and that's the verb. He proved, as only God can, that His teaching was indeed the truth. What is the logic, the divine logic, behind Christ working miracles? The logic is very simple. Once you've got a miracle, but you better have a miracle. What Christ claimed to be, what He taught those who believe in Him to accept and to do, was in the first century and is in the 20th century superhuman. Very well. If Christ expected those whom He called to accept His teaching, to believe such claims as no man had ever made before, and needless to say, has never made since, He better prove, and I repeat, the verb is prove, that the same lips that pronounced, "The Father and I are one," that those same lips can stand in front of a sealed tomb and call out, "Lazarus, come forth." Either Lazarus had come forth, or there would be no Choriezo Monastery or Handmaids of the Precious Blood or Society of Jesus. There wouldn't be a Christianity. What then are some of the superhuman demands that Christ made both on the minds and the wills of His followers? On their minds, to believe that He, a human being ostensibly like other people, was indeed, what an adverb, was indeed the Son of God. Remember what happened when Christ came back to His hometown of Nazareth, went to the synagogue, read Isaiah, and told His fellow townsmen, they couldn't imagine, "This day, what I've just read about the forthcoming Messiah has been fulfilled before your eyes. You know what they did. They picked him up. And he allowed them to just go so far. We would know that Nazareth had a hill. Except the evangelist tells us that they took him to the brow of the hill and were ready to throw him down. "Sorry, gentlemen," he said, "my time has not yet come." Christ told those whom he called to follow him to believe that nothing on earth, no one on earth, not father, not mother, not husband, not wife, not children, not even they themselves, in a showdown, are more precious or more important than was he. If they were to be his followers, they're to be willing to leave everything. And the word is everything. And give themselves to him. My friends, only a madman talks that language and expects anyone to take him seriously. Unless, how important this unless is, unless he can prove to the same mind of which he demands superhuman submission by working miracles, which he did. Unless Christ had worked miracles, it would be the sheerest folly, plain, undiluted insanity, to believe in the real presence. Today is the 16th of December. I was in Chicago for one day before the 15th when I came here yesterday. I stayed overnight, had some work to do in Chicago with the Dominicans at the Dominican Priory in River Forest. Had breakfast. All the Dominican fathers could talk about, beside themselves. "Have you seen," they asked me, "today's New York Times?" No, I had not seen today's New York Times. Full page. I know what it costs for one page. One day of the New York Times, $35,000. It's public knowledge, so we better talk about it. The Dominican, Father Matthew Fox, had been told to stop the nonsense that he's teaching. To believe in sin and the need for redemption. He wouldn't listen. The Holy See appealed to his Dominican superiors, and they exonerated him. Finally, the Vatican stepped in and told him, from December the 15th, 1988, to December the 15th, 1989, you are forbidden to teach, to write, to preach. So what does he do? On December the 14th, you may be sure there are a lot of people who are supporting him. A whole page with a big glowing picture of the Reverend Matthew Fox. My final statement, big headlines. The day before I will be silenced by the Vatican for denying the need of the redemption. My God, how we need to know that what Jesus said in today's gospel is as true today as it was the day he said, if you don't want to believe in me, at least believe because of the works that I do. Christ worked miracles, astounding miracles, to bend the proud human mind. Oh, how proud the mind can be. Lord, how proud. To bend the mind, to accept Christ and his teaching, and do so, that's why Jesus worked such miracles, including the crowning miracle, shall we say, of his life or of his death, by rising from the grave. But before we close, let's go back to what happened at Nazareth when Jesus returned to his hometown and told his fellow Nazarenes, you may be surprised, but the prophecies of Isaiah about the forthcoming Messiah have been fulfilled. In effect, I am the Messiah. But listen, besides saying that, Jesus told them, but I have not been able to work miracles here because of your unwillingness to believe. Even the astounding miracles that Christ worked, terminating in his resurrection from the dead, are not enough to move a stubborn, created mind that, like Lucifer, is unwilling to submit to God. 42 years in the priesthood have taught me so much. One thing I will keep repeating to my dying breath. Without humility, no one reaches heaven. There are two monosyllables that go together, pride and hell. Lord Jesus, we believe you are who you claim to be, the Son of the Living God. We are grateful for the miracles you worked to help us. Help us to believe, not blindly, but rationally. But, dear Jesus, more than any miracle, we need, Lord, how we need humility to submit our proud minds to you and our proud wills to your divine will. Jesus, Son of Mary and Son of God, make us, like yourself, meek and humble of heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.